Izzy the Bookworm is in the house. Good morning. Joining us in the studio is Lindsay Marchenko and her six-year-old daughter, Izzy, and we're going to be chatting about the MS Readathon that is happening now until the end of April. Lindsay and Izzy, welcome both. It's good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
Lizzie, I love your shirt. I love your shirt. What does it say?
Bookworm.
Izzy the Bookworm. Very good. So we're going to be finding out, Izzy, what you've been doing. Lindsay, can you start things off? This has been an MS Readathon that your daughter has been participating in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've done it for the last, this is our third year. Started when she was four, and that year she read 750 books, which was crazy. So we knew we just had to keep it up and have fun, and we have a lot of fun with it every year. And obviously the point of it is to raise money for the MS Society, and she does it because I have MS, right?
There you go. Izzy, how many books have you read so far for this one? Do you know how many books you've read?
No.
Over 400.
Over 400?
That's right. Do you have a favorite book? There's been so many to choose from.
Giraffe and Bird?
Mm-hmm. And why do you like that one?
Because it's so funny. The bird poops on the giraffe's head.
We like our silly books, don't we?
There you go. And Lindsay, you must be so proud of Izzy. This has just been a great thing for sure.
Yes. No, we're very proud of her. And she's willing to help out every year and really wants to help people with MS, as she says it, right?
Okay. And it's on now through till April 30th. So if people want to make a donation or help out with Izzy, what's the best way to do that?
If you're a tech savvy person, follow us on Instagram or Facebook. She's under Izzy the Bookworm, Izzy. You can find us there, or there's msreadathon.ca, and you can search Izzy's name there. She's actually Isabella, just to make things tricky.
Oh,
she's
no.
Isabella on the Readathon webpage for a direct donation.
And again, it's all about Izzy's Readathon. And can we do a shout out for some of the businesses that have really stepped up and helped out with something like this?
For sure, yeah. We hope to get some more on board. We're welcoming anybody to help out, but Stilettos and Sawdust is doing something. Kate the Great made these awesome shirts. Circle is, of course, doing one of their amazing sandwich days for Izzy, the Izzy Witch.
Izzy, you have your own sandwich?
And what did you do with candy?
We got gummy worms for my classroom.
Oh, that too. Yes, but the candy store. We made
candy
our own mix.
Store. Yeah.
Mm. Called Izzy's Crazy World Witch. Yeah, so Corner Store Candy Co. Helped out with that as well. So lots of great businesses involved for sure.
And let's shout out Bedford School helping out as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing a book sale at Bedford. They've given us a space. They're wonderful there. That's Izzy's school. And we're going to do a book sale there on April 15th. And it'll all be by donation to the MS Society. So no actual prices on the books. But if you want to donate books, or if you want to come to the book sale, follow us on social media for the details.
And I don't know, did we mention the goal that Izzy has for this particular readathon?
We haven't. Do you remember your goal for your fundraising goal?
5,000 dollars.
Wow, that is a big number.
We're just over 2,200 right now, heading into April.
Awesome, and it does wrap up at the end of April, but we still got the month of April to go.
We've got time, yep.
That's awesome.
We've got an awesome community, so I think we can do it.
Well, Lindsay, it's great to check in once again. And Izzy, congratulations. Do you like being called Izzy the Bookworm? Does that work?
Yeah.
She's doing a lot of nodding.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of nodding this morning. Izzy the Bookworm along with Lindsay with the MS Readathon. And Lindsay, before we let you go, can we do a quick shout out for the MS Walk that will be coming up?
Oh, yes, of course. Please join us on Sunday, May 28th. And we are at a new site this year, the Stratford Perth Museum. So we're super excited to go around their trails instead of going around the river this year. So.
Perfect. We'll check in again as we get closer to the date on that. Lindsay Marchenko and the amazing six-year-old Izzy the Bookworm with the MS Readathon. We'll pass how you can pass along the details so you can make a donation and help out to Izzy's Readathon. Good for you, Izzy. Congratulations on this.
I think that means thank you and Izzy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.